Okay, so we're going to begin with the Bracha Me'in Sheva. We're on page 207, source 26. We're going to discuss the Bracha Me'in Sheva, Magen Avos. We're going to talk a little about Shacharis of Shabbos, eating before Shacharis. Difference between men and women, maybe. We'll talk a bit about that. And a little bit about the Tfilot of Shabbos. Psukkah de Zimra, the extra Psukkah de Zimra that we say on Shabbos. Okay, so let's begin with Source 26. There's this bracha called Bracha Me'ein Sheva. It's a little strange because normally speaking, we have Chazaras Hashatz, we have a repetition of Shemot Esrei for Shacharis, Mincha, and Musaf. There is no Chazaras Hashatz for Maariv, and yet we have this strange or this unusual, peculiar bracha that the Shliach Tzibur says. Which seems like a little bit of it's not a full Chazaras Hashatz, but it seems like somewhat similar to that. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Dalad Beis, says the following. Amar Rava, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur Hayori Lifnei Ateva Arvis Eino Tzarech Lahaskir Shel Yom Tov. So the Baal Tefillah does not say this Bracha Me'in Sheva, the She'el Mole Shabbos, without Shabbos, Ein Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yom Tov. Because if it wasn't Shabbos, then you wouldn't say this special bracha. And then, so the Gemara, I guess it skips a few lines. Hasam Bedin Hu Dafilu B'Shabbos Nami Lo Tzarech. The Gemara concludes, after some discussion, that you really don't need to do Chazaras Hashatz for Maariv of Shabbos, Rabbanan Hu Ditakinu Mishum Sakana. So there seems to have been this Takana the rabbis enacted that on Friday night, not on Yom Tov night, but on Friday night specifically, because of a potential danger, we say this Bracha Me'ein Sheva. So of course, the question is, what's this danger? And why is this danger only Friday night? Why is this danger not Yom Tov? So what is the danger? The Rashi in Source 27 just confirms was that Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis Habispalo Birchas Beid Sheva Kode Shemay Vaaretz Magen Avos. So the bracha that the Shliach Tzibur says, the Baruch Ata Hashem and Magen Avos, so that is something that was instituted because of Sakana. Because of danger, apparently only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So what is this danger? So the Taz in Source 28, we go very far down now, right? Because the Gemara is written in the year 500. The Taz is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz says, gets this by the East, by explains it very nicely. It says, Nitkina, this is in Reish, Orchan, Reish Tzabachez, Siv Katan Vav, Nitkena mishum sakaras mazikin. So it was established because of the danger of destructive forces, either real or, I don't know, spiritual. Shabbate kinesios shelahem hayu bisados. So their shuls were in the fields. V'tiknu osam bishvil b'nei adam shema achrim lavo lebeis hakneses she yesaibu tfilasad. So the notion of people coming late to shul is not something that began in the 20th century. People came late to shul in Mishnaic times, Talmudic times, and because people came late, so they added this bracha. So because if someone came late and he'd be stuck davening by himself, he'd be walking home alone, and the mazikin could get him. Now, by the way, that's the reason, at least according to Ashkenazim, why we say the bracha, Baruch Hashem Olam, Amen V'Amen, on Maariv, right? At least according to some practices. So this was something which would be dangerous in those days. Now, we'll see soon why only Shabbos, not Yom Tov, but we'll read a little more. Omer Shliach Tzibur Bracha Achas Be'ein. Okay, so then Omer Shliach Tzibur Bracha Achas Be'ein Sheva. Ve'ein hayachid omer osa. So it makes sense then, like, I don't know, when you're at home, I assume most of you, what's up, most of you daven marv, or I don't know if you daven marv or not, but if you daven marv at home, do you say the bracha magen avos? If someone's at home, do they say magen avos? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're davening alone, you don't say it. Would make sense if it was instituted specifically for, it was instituted specifically for that reason, so then you wouldn't say it if you were alone. And the Ramah says, Mihu, im yachid rotzel achbir latzel yachal ora b'lo psicha v'lo chasiba. V'chinogim et tzibar l'omer m'shliach tzibar b'lo chasiba psicha. L'lo psicha v'chasiba. The Ramah says, if you want to be strict, you can say it without the actual brachos. And it says the congregation says it with the shliach tzibar, but without the opening and the ending, right? There's the shliach tzibar says, Baruch Adah Hashem HaKavachalav, Baruch Adah Hashem HaKenev Kelosedo, HaKenev Rabbah, Kei Yitzchak HaKei Yaakov, HaKei HaGdol Gibor V'Nara, HaKei HaYom, Kodei Shemai V'Aretz. The tzibar says, Magid Avos. And then the shliach tzibar says, HaKenev HaKei Yaakov, HaKei Yaakov. So the truth is, when we're in shul, so we say Magid Avos together with the shliach tzibar, but I don't think people say it B'yachid, even though the Ramah writes, if you want, you can say it by yourself. I just want to point out to you, it's not brought down. I was looking at the Pischei Chuvos, and he says that the Likute Mahariach, he says, well, why Shabbos and not Yom Tov? So he says, on Lele Shabbos, Shchichi Mazikim. So I don't know. He says that there are more destructive forces on Friday night as opposed to Yom Tov. He says Omishum Sakana ki amesim darko lavo lebeis haknesset toch yud beis chodesh. I'm not sure what this means even, but he says that the deceased, they come to shul during the 12 months after someone passes away. Oh, but then he says Mishum Sakanas Badim Hamishamish. Betchilas del Shabbos, something about the danger of the planet. So these are things that are beyond my pay grade. But he says, well, why was it not? Why not on Yom Tov? So it's interesting. So the brings down that on Yom Tov. So first of all, Yom Tov, well, we give it different reasons. Number one is you can come if you're coming to shul on Yom Tov and it's dangerous. So sometimes it's dangerous because there are no lights. On Yom Tov, what can you bring? You can bring a torch. So it may not have been as dangerous on Yom Tov than as on Shabbos, because you could bring lights. On Yom Tov, I mean, they didn't have street lights in those days. So it was more dangerous when there were no lights. On Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you could bring a torch. And he says, when there's light, there aren't mazikin. So again, is that spiritual mazikin? Were there real dangers? And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, I probably shouldn't say this, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Lo tiknu b'leila Yom Tov, that they did it. Shulchan Aruch HaRav was the first Chabad Rebbe. So that's, he wrote his own like miniature Shulchan Aruch, which is like sort of a commentary on our Shulchan Aruch. So he's living in the 1700s. So he says, Lo tiknu b'leila Yom Tov. They didn't establish it on Yom Tov night. Ki lo hayu barim lebeis hakneses. They were busy like preparing at home, so they didn't go to shul Yom Tov night. So I shouldn't say these things, but okay. But because since you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh, like you're allowed to cook and everything, so they were cooking Yom Tov night instead of going to shul. Okay, so whatever reason they didn't feel there was as much a danger on Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos. So now we said again, you're not going to say it b'yachidus, but what about in like private minyanim? Like, do you say it in private minyanim? So, for example, like I go every year, the past few years I've been going to the Shalamis Shabbaton, where we're in a hotel, and do we say Magen Avos? Do we say that in that hotel if it's a one-time minyan? So we don't, actually. The question is why. So if you look in Source 30, the Shuta Rivash he was a Rishon, lived in the 14th century. He says in Sibud Mem, "Ein Omri Mosa Beis Chasan Beis Avel." Apparently, if they were at a house of a groom or a house of a mourner and they had a minion, they would daven. They wouldn't say main sheva there either. Lifi shemitchil lo nitkara elo beis hakadesh show you a kol bayin sham v'shaisa basad v'bakom skaras bazikin, because the takada was in a shul, because the shuls were generally in the fields when it was dangerous. So what he's, I guess what he's saying is, in the house, in a regular, I guess the base avel, the base chasadim, were not in dangerous areas, so they didn't establish they didn't have the reason of, oh, we need to add something because of the latecomers, because it's dangerous. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes this in source 31, Ein Omrim Bracha Bein Sheva Beis Chasadim Va'Avelim Deleika Taima Debachrim Lavoshi Yudizokim. There's no concern about people coming late and the potential danger. Obviously, you can make the same argument nowadays. You know, we have streetlights, and is it such danger if we had shuls and buildings? You know, but I guess that practice just continued. But it was only something that was similar to the original practice, i.e. shuls, which had a fixed minyan. And so if you look at source 32, the Mishnah Berurah says, Perush kishem yispalim beis of b'minyan. So that you say, when the Mishnah Berurah is saying that he's saying that that's when you daven in their houses in a minyan, in the base chasad and base avel, so that's when you don't say the bracha me'ein sheva. Also, if you pray occasionally at a minyan in a home, aval kishayesh kaviyas al eze yamim, but if there's a minyan which is fixed for a number of days and there's a Sefer Torah, as in apparently they had, I guess, fairs, you know, when the fair came to town, they would have minyanim for many days in a row. So that's similar to a fixed shul, and they would say it. So then there's this whole, like, this technical discussion of what's considered a fixed minyan. Moshe Feinstein in source 33 writes, Im yesh, this is in the Tshuva Or Chaim, Chilek Dal Simon Samachtes, he says, "Im yesh lomar bracha mein sheva b'leil Shabbos b'makom shein sefer Torah." What if there's no sefer Torah? Ubeit zakenes is kavul etfilas marav b'Shabbos. Let's say you have, you know, Friday night minyanim. Many communities, they have a Friday night minyan in someone's house. It's every Friday night the same house. V'yav makom kavul b'bayis echad. It's fixed. You know, tzarech lomar bracha mein sheva. He said, "You should say magid avos." They're not sure whether there's no sefer Torah. He says that's not the practice. And he says if a fixed minyan, then you should say it. What's interesting is that our Wedgwood minyan is a little different, because it's a fixed minyan in that there's a minyan every week, but it's not a it's not a fixed minyan, like in the same place every week. So it's not 100% clear. There's no clear precedent as to what you should do. I asked Rav Yimon this question a while back, and he seems, because we're going to see, there are some opinions that say you should say it anyway, even if there's no minyan. So he thought we probably should say it. But it's not ironclad, but it seems that you should. I once asked Rabbi Willig about this question. He says, "I don't like house minyanim, so I'm not paskening." So it's a certain position he took. So he says, "You don't want to give your imprimatur." But Rabbi Mon said, "You can say it." So the Pischei Chuvos, Or Chaim, in source 34, is an interesting position. The Virushlaim, Tivne Vitechone, Nog, Mikadmat, Dana, Lomar, Main Shel, Phil, Bemin, Shainer, Kavua, Vain Shem, Sefer Torah. There's some schooler, there's chus about in Yerushalayim, that you're going to say it even if you don't have a fixed minyan. They say magen avos. Because it's fascinating, right? It's like a beautiful prayer. You know, it's like a beautiful prayer. And why not say it? No, but it's fixed for it's established for latecomers. But apparently for Yerushalayim, the custom developed to say it. And although if you look in source 35, he cites Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachitsky, he said, the Nogim Lo Yerushalayim Bracha Me'ed Sheva, Gam ba'yis she'ein sham sefer Torah. He says you say it even if there's no sefer Torah, but da'hainu davka she'esh kavius. But there has to be a minyan kavua. But Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says Nefshar Shirak Besocha Chomos to Vigdal Kedusha Chashiv Kabesa Kadesas. Maybe he's saying only in the old city that, maybe only in the Yerushalayim's old city, even without a fixed minyan, because that's like one big base Knesses, and you should say it. Svardim. So basically, Ashkenazim basically really tied to, is it like a shul? Is it a fixed minyan? And maybe Yerushalayim is the exception. But Sfardim, for Kabbalistic reason, they're going to say it even if it's not a fixed minyan. The Yakut Yosef in source 36 is Ein L'shtich Tzibur, Lomar Bracha Birchas Me'ein Sheva, Ela Ach V'Rak V'Yisa Kines Kamokam Kful Tefila, only in a shul. And then he says, Aval Ibi Spalim Abbas, but if it's in a house of a wedding or an avel, we don't say it. But Yerushalayim, the kedusha is chamura, then we do say it. Fine, so far so good. And then that seems to be the standard practice. This is Rav. This is Yaakov Yosef. That's Rav Avad Yosef. However, the Ben Ish Chai in source 37, he says the following. He says, "Bracha me'ain sheva, ain ikar tam shalahu ma'ashamur b'sein zal shidikla b'shvil ha'ma'achri beis kadesh shibasada." The main reason why we say bracha me'ain sheva, why we say mogen avos, is not because of those who come late to shul. Ella b'ames yesh batzar gadol piasod. There's a major reason based on Kabbalah, v'hu b'makom hachazara, and there's a big idea based on Kabbalah to say a kind of quasi chazara sashatz on Friday night. Lachain gam mispalim tzibur beis chasan avin chayotze shein sham sefer Torah chayav lomar bracha mein sheva. And therefore, even if you daven in a non fixed minyan, you should still say the bracha mein sheva. He says this is the minyan Yerushalayim to say it. Whatever, you know, even if there's no sefer Torah. So you have this idea based on the Arizal. Again, I'm not an expert in mystics, but so that's what you'll see in some Sephardi places, that they follow the Arizal for the, it's a Kabbalist Arizal basically, that Me'ein Sheva is that even if it's not a fixed minion, you can still say Bracha Me'ein Sheva. But again, the standard view is that only when it's a fixed minyan. And again, I think there was some time once where, like, I remember years ago when it was like pouring rain. So besides the Wedgwood minyan, maybe there was a Judith Perry, there was another minyan that was Friday night. And that, like I said, definitely do not say the bracha me'ein sheva. If it's just like, so therefore in Shalamis, when the Shalamis Shabbaton, we go to a hotel, that's just a one and done. Unless you follow the Arizal, you don't say that. You don't say it for these temporary minyanim. Okay, so that's the bracha me'ein. That's the bracha me'ein sheva. If you look, actually, it's nice. The page 212, they asked the shala about the during COVID when people were davening in informal spaces. So there actually is, the Pesach Chuvos writes that if the entire minyan or go somewhere else, prays together in some other place, then you would say bracha me'ein sheva. So let's say everyone's in shul, but because of COVID, we're all davening outdoors instead. So that would be considered like in a minyan kavua. And Rabbi Willig says that if it's right outside the shul, right next to the shul, then you'd also say the bracha me'ein sheva. That's in page 212. Okay. So now we're talking about, that's actually something practical for some of you. It's about eating and making kiddush before shachris on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef says the following in source 38. Kasuv Baruch Haschayim. Scharuni Shiraisi Kasuv B'Sefer Echad. I saw that it was written in one Sefer. Shemater Lishtos Afilu B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov V'lo Mitzah M'Nei Shelo Kiddush Mishim Shtechol Shelo Hispalel Akati Lomati's Man Kiddush. So he's saying the following. He saw that people said you can drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov even before Kiddush. Why? Because as long as you didn't daven, you didn't have the obligation to recite Kiddush. See, when we talk about eating or drinking on Shabbos morning, you have to contend with two different issues. Number one, can you eat or drink before Kiddush? And number two, can you eat or drink before davening? And the truth is, they sort of play off each other a little bit. Because what the Beis Yosef here is saying is that once, until you davened, you have no obligation to make Kiddush. In other words, the obligation of Kiddush only applies once you daven. But of course, before you daven, maybe you can't eat so much. So we have, and my point is, we have to deal with two different issues. What can you eat or drink before davening? What's the definition of davening? And what can you eat or drink before Kiddush? So the Shulchan Aruch in Source 39, in Or Chaim Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph, says, Lishtos mayim baboker kolm tefila mutar, b'nei shadayin lo chol olav chovas kiddush, bein b'chol bein b'shaz v'yom tov. So you can drink water before davening, because you still do not have any obligation of kiddush. So this applies both men and women. Okay? So in other words, before I daven Shabbos morning, so I have no obligation to recite kiddush. And so therefore, I can drink some water. You can drink water before davening. I can drink water before davening each and every day. I probably don't, but I can. That's not a problem to drink water before I daven. So before I daven, I have no chiv of kiddush, so I can drink water. It's not a problem. Now, the issue with women and davening is that I think that some women recite brachos and then they eat Shabbos morning. Some women don't eat maybe until they daven, the full davening. So without getting into detail, there's a debate between between what's the nature of a woman's obligation when it comes to kiddush. I'm sorry, when it comes to davening. So what's the full chiyuv, and what is or let's say what is the basic halacha, and what is what is a basic halacha, and what is perhaps a hiddur, an enhance. So is a woman obligated to recite the full tefillah? Or maybe, let's say according to the Rambam holds that you fulfill a mitzvah. There's a fundamental debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban holds that tefillah, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah on a daily basis. However, there is a mitzvah d'rabbanan on a daily basis to daven at least shachris and mincha. And women, like men, have an obligation to daven. When I say shachris, I mean tefillah, shemone esrei. But the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. But davening, according to the Rambam, on a Torah level, means shevach, bakash, and hodah, right? Praising Hashem, asking for something, and thanking Him. When we recite brachos, we are fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah according to the Rambam. It could be argued that maybe women fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah when they just recite brachos. So on the one hand, it might mean that after brachos, you could have a regular meal because you've already davened. But then it would mean that you might have to recite kiddush. In other words, it has both implications. Let's say for me, so it's clear for men, so I don't fulfill the mitzvah tefillah until I actually say Shemoneh Esrei. With women, it's questionable. So for me, even if I say brachos, I can still drink water because I haven't davened yet. For women, once you say brachos, so then it's an interesting question. So if you look at, with that as a background, if you look in Source 40, also, by the way, women who are busy taking care of children might be completely exempt from tefillah as well. But if you look at Source 40, the Isha Yisrael is a rather modern halacha sefer on tefillah. The Isha Yisrael, Perek Lamed Vav, Sif, I guess, Nun Aleph, says, Isha Shiragil Yispal Tamid Tefillah Shachris, a woman who typically davens Shachris, or Afilu Mistapekas B'Tefillah Kitzara, and even if she suffices by just having a short tefillah, Shehi Shevach Makosh Vodah, just praise, request, and thanksgiving. Mutter la lishtos if they have tefillah. Rakas hadvarim shisbaru la'il, that she could only, before davening or before brachos, she could only have like whatever you could have before davening, which is like water or tea. Ula'achar tfila katsarazu. And after this short prayer, Bainim data lispalel achar kach, that's called tfila. Ubeini ain data lispalel, whether she has in mind to recite Shemoneh Esrei or not. Kevan shiyatsa yidei chov betfila zu, since he has fulfilled his obligation with saying brachos, so tfila katsara. Then, because when you do brachos, if you say all the brachos, you're going to be saying shev bakasha roda. So once you did that, asur litom afilu mayim ad she tekadesh. She's not allowed to drink, to taste anything, even water, until she makes kiddush. So amnam, however, gam also mechas lahakav elishas gam achar tefila katsarazu yesh la al milismoch. Okay, if the ones wants to be lenient to drink water even after this, because maybe she really hasn't done the real Shemoneh Esrei yet, says what to rely on. I think in the footnote they talk about, they give some of the suggestions. I think the footnote basically says that if a woman normally recites, is in footnote 18, the woman normally recites the entire tefillah, then if she said bracha, so you could say, okay, she hasn't done her full tefillah yet. But I think it's preferable for a woman to basically decide either to drink water or tea, something like that you can have before brachos, and after brachos, if she wants to eat or drink anything, she really should recite Kiddush. That's what it seems like, ideally. That being said, if sometimes you may need to eat before you daven because you can't concentrate. So the Raman, source 41, is saying, Or Chaim, Pei Tes Gimel, says, V'chein ochli mashkim refu mutter. You're allowed to eat or drink for medicinal purposes, permitted. And some say, so therefore, if you can't concentrate, you can't focus, you need to eat a little bit. So you can, I guess that's some of these schools that they, I mean, not the boys' schools, some of the girls' schools, sometimes they have, I've seen some, I don't know if they do this now, sometimes they've had like tefillah third period because they couldn't schedule it. So I'm sure they eat breakfast beforehand. So they probably rely on the fact that maybe brachos counts as davening, or maybe they can't concentrate and then they need to eat beforehand. But bottom line is that really it seems to me that you can drink water before brachos, but after brachos, that's what I would advise, that you make kiddush and then you eat something. If you look here, the Or Litzion says, Adam shetzarech lechol kom tefilah shachris kon chola, haim tzarech lekadosh kom shiocha. Let's say you need to eat before shachris. You're a sick person, so you need to eat before you daven. So then she make kiddush. So he makes a simple argument. He says, no, ain't tzarech lekadosh, v'achar tefilah kashiyar. No, you don't make kiddush. Why? Because it's still not the time for kiddush yet. You haven't davened yet, so you're sick. You're allowed to eat. But it's not that it's not for kiddush yet. However, Ramosha disagrees. Look at source 43. V'davar kiddush b'chol ishtarech lechol korom shachris, near lefiyas daiti lachriya, seems to me, says Ramosha, dim tzarech lechol pas, that if he needs to eat bread, avshu rak pas b'kistim, sheshel din pas b'kviyas suda, tzarech lekadosh. He says, if at the end of the day he has to have bread or some kind of cake, even a chola, he would need to make kiddush. V'imsagilo v'mzons mavusholim shem shumofen enam bedin pas lo yikadosh. But if he can have like cooked mizonos, then you don't need to make kiddush. So why is that? It says sherei bechiyat gabda b'lo hayalo kol hashavas rak midi be'elu yesh tam gadol shlo yotzarech lekadosh. That let's say you only had, I don't know, matzah balls. You didn't have bread or cake. You had other types of mizonos. So maybe you would not, maybe kiddush wouldn't help, right? Mishum de shelo yoim lo nispa k'mon gen Avram, the yatsa gam bedine targim b'makom suda, the yesh chokin alav. Shelachem mitzad v'am eli shemuter chol ochlam konu tefila ein lechayvo b'kiddush. So he said if you only have like a sick person, if a sick person is having, let's say, you know, he's having vegetables. So then the problem of making kiddush is you're going to have kiddush not b'makom suda. See, if you make kiddush, and you're going to have non-mizonos, so then you're going to, it's a problem of Kiddush. To fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you need to have Kiddush with like cake, Kiddush b'makom suda. So Moshe is saying that if a chola has Kiddush, he said really a chola, if he's having real food, he should make Kiddush. But only if you have like bread or cookies or pretzels, so that you'd fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, because the mitzvah of Kiddush can only be Kiddush b'makom suuda, having mizonos, having cake, having pretzels. But if it's only like other types of like non mizonos type foods, so then he says maybe then you would not make Kiddush. But bottom line is just to say before davening, certainly water. Certainly, before any type of davening, certainly water, certainly tea, seltzer, some coffee. After brachos, so then women probably can eat regular during the week. On Shabbos, they should make Kiddush before. If they don't, they have what to rely on if they typically daven afterwards. And if someone is sick, it seems the dominant view is that even if he's eating before davening, which is before the Zman Tefillah, the dominant view is that he would make Kiddush if he has mizonos type foods. Okay? Any questions? Okay. Last piece. The order of tefillos of Shacharis. Okay? The order of tefillos for Shacharis. So we know that we say Pesukei Zimra is longer on Shabbos than the rest of the week. So why is that? So the Torah, in source 44, Or Chaim, Sivan Reish Pei Aleph says, "Roim Baruch Shemar Pesukei Zimra V'Nogim LaHosif Mizmorim L'Fish Ein Bo Bito Melacha La'am." So believe it or not, people cared about the fact. Chazal cared about the fact that people had to go to work. So as long as, even though maybe people think that, oh my gosh, davening so long during the week, so the Chazal apparently were somewhat sensitive, and even though we should be praising God because He is all powerful and He is amazing, and we should praise Him. But during the week, we only had a few mizmorim. We didn't have so many mizmorim. But what? But on Shabbos, we have more time. So then, to devote to davening, so we say more mizmorim. We're going to see soon why we say these particular mizmorim. The Pesukei Tshuvos in Source 45 says, V'im shachach lomar mizmorim shemosif b'tchilas Pesukei Dezimra. So let's say you forget to say, you made a mistake. You think it's the weekday. You walk in, you think it's the weekday. You realize it's Shabbos, but you take out your weekday sitter, and then you forget to add the special mizmorim. So you medai lo hisro birchas yotzeror. If you haven't started the bracha of yotzeror, yashlimim heichan chiniskar. So let's say you're in the middle of the halukas, right? And you forget, oh my gosh, I forgot to say all the Shabbos mizmorim, right? The stuff that came before, yichabod. You can add it. He said the order is not so critical. He says, "Afilu kvar omar yishtabach." Even if you already said yishtabach, yomrim ben yishtabach yotzer. You say before yotzer. V'cheir din b'shachach nishmas, and also you also would say nishmas as well. Achim kvar hischal hashatz b'miras kaddish shuv lo yashiv. Once the shliach tzibur begins saying kaddish, so then you don't complete. If you want, you can say it after Shemot Esrei, right? Because there's just Pesukei Dezimra. Okay. So if you notice on Shabbos morning, we say all these additional mizmorim, and then we say Nishmas. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, source 46, points out another time that we say Nishmas. That's the night of the Seder, right? We say my birchas hashir. So the fourth cup of wine, right, is each cup of wine is drunk during a different bracha, right? The first cup of wine is the bracha of Kiddush. The second cup of wine is the bracha on the Magid, the end of the Magid. The third cup of wine is the bracha of Birkas Hamazon. And the fourth cup of wine on the night of the Seder is what? Birchas Hashir. So the Gemara asks, what's the Birchas Hashir? If you don't mar Yalucha Hashem Elokeinu, and if you don't mar Nishmas Kol Chai, Nishmas Kol Chai, that's the Birchas Hashir. The question is, why is it Birchas Hashir? So Tosas, source 47, says, V'kore nishmas l'chai birchas ashir l'fi shebeshabasas omrimoso achar psukit zimra. It's called birchas ashir because of what we do on Shabbos. Because nishmas is the concluding bracha of psukit zimra where we're singing to Hashem. That's what's called birchas ashir. So, okay, so it has to do with what we do on Shabbos. So that's why it's called birchas ashir on for the night of the Seder. The Mishnah Brura points out that what happens if you come late? So so the general rule is Tadir Vishenu Tadir Kodam. Whatever we typically say more, that generally takes precedence. Generally. So Kazav Chayadam Bishabbas. So let's say you come to show late. Bishabbas Yedalak Habizborim Shemosifim Bishabbas Min Lam Natsech Ad Yichavot. Now, by the way, when I say late, I mean that you're late, but you still want to catch up, get to tefillah b'tzibur. That is, if you come late to shul, and you come after, let's say, shachris, and you come during laning, you should try to say the whole davening. Whereas when we say late here is because the goal is tefillah b'tzibur. You get a bigger score, more points if you say tefillah b'tzibur. So you're allowed to skip a lot of stuff if need be to achieve the goal of tefillah b'tzibur. So, Kazim Chayyad, the Bishavas, Yedalik, Habizborim, Shemosif, and Bishavas, Bidin Lam Natsech, Adi Hichavod. On Shabbos, we skip the Mizborim that we add on Shabbos from Lam Natsech until Yichavod. So, they're the least of importance. Vyomar Kamobachol came to Dirim, right? Tadr, Vishenu, Tadr, Koda. The more common Mizborim, if you're pressed for time, you say the more common stuff. So, you say the Shabbos stuff last. Sometimes we think, the unique stuff that we're saying on Shabbos, if we can't say everything, say the unique stuff. No. It's a very beautiful idea of Tadr Vishedo Tadr Kodem. Whatever is more common, whatever is regular is more special. The regularity, the day in and day out stuff. You got to always have the basics. In other words, you want to add stuff, we'll do something special. No, you got to do the basics. Make sure you get the basics done. You do the basic, then you can add. If you don't have the basics, you can't add. In other words, we thrive on the routine, again and again and again, ingraining it into our hearts. So you got to have the basics. Oh my gosh, I didn't get to say Lam Natsech, the special mizmor for Shabbos. Too bad. You got to do the basics first, the routine first. So he said, "V'miyeh shehus yotzeh." If you have more time, Yomar Lam Natsech David Mishanoso Tefillah Moshe. So the Zohar says those are more important. Those mizmor mod kasav divis Shabbos b'chuv lomar nishmas v'inikras birchas hashir. So the truth is, nishmas does take priority over other stuff. So the truth is, that was like what I said, nishmas is a special prayer. So if I come late to shul, or whatever, I have to have an important conversation, hopefully not, and I missed most of Pesukei Zimra, so, and the most minimal, and I want to catch up, so I can make sure I do Shmon Ashrei Tefillah B'Tzibur. The most minimal is Baruch Shamar, Tehillah David, which is Ashrei. The reason why it's called Tehillah David is because the first two psukim of Ashrei, Ashrei Shev Yisachal, Yilchasela, and Ashrei Am Shekachlo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Lakav, those are not from that parak in Tehillim, right? Tehillah David, until the end of that parak, that's from one parak of Tehillim. The two psukim of Ashrei, they're from an earlier chapter. So they apparently were added on later. So you have Baruch Shem in terms of the order of the Siddur, of what we say. Those are added later. If you don't have a lot of time, you say Baruch Shemar, Tiladav, what we call Ashrei, Nishmas, and Yishtabach. Ravad Yosef disagrees a little bit, and he feels really strong about Tadir Vesheino Tadir. He says, Misha Nisacher, B'Shachris, B'Shabbos, Lovo Lebeis HaKnesses. Let's say someone's late to show on Shabbos in the morning, Uvechdein Lispal B'Tzibor, and to die with the Tzibor, Olo Ledale, O Pesuk B'Tzibor, Nishmas. You have to pick. They say Pesuk Zimmer Nishmas Adiv Ladal Nishmas Kol Chai Shein Enom Ela Minhag. Nishmas is only a minhag. Vo Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodem Upsukit Zimra Tidim Yoser. So he says Sfardim are say no Nishmas loses out over weekday Pesukit Zimra. But Ashkenazim say no. The most minimal is Nishmas, and he says Umiu Hamizmorim Shemosif Meshabbos Shehem Lifnei. Baruch Shamar, Nishmas, Kolchai, Adif Meham. The stuff that we say, the Mizmorim before Baruch Shamar, Sfardim have a different. Sfardim say many of the Mizmorim before Baruch Shamar. Ashkenazim say it afterwards. He says they, Nishmas, Kolchai is preferred over them. And then he says, "V'chol ofen yashlim is morim shehechzi lo achar tefila." So whatever you miss, say it after the tefila. That being said, the Ramah says, "V'chol davar im lo amru ein machzir oso melvad im lo amar lakelish shavas machzir oso." So the truth is that if let's say for example you forgot to say the extra Shabbos stuff, so the only thing that you would go back to if you made a mistake, obviously not talking about Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, but let's say you forgot to do the Shabbos Mizmorim, you forgot to do Nishmas, you forgot to do the additional stuff in the Birchos of Kriyat Shema for Shabbos, the only thing that you would have to go back for is Lokel Asher Shavas, right? That paragraph that follows Kel Adon. So why is that? So what does that mean and why? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, source 51, Machzirin also, Ein HaKavanas Orchaim Reish Peyalf Sifkat and Gimel, Ein HaKavanas Machzirin also LeBirkas Yotzeror, Ela LaAchar Tfilas Yudches, Yomar Kach Beli Bracha V'Yaschem Mishevach Nosnim. So the intent is not that you go back, doesn't mean that you go back to Yotzer Or, but it means that after Shemoneh Esrei, you should say, Shevach Nosim Lo, Kol Svarom, Tifer Suglo, Serafim, Vafrim, Chayas Kodesh, Lo Kel Asher Shavas. You say that paragraph after Shemoneh Esrei. Masha Ein Kein, Sha'ar Zmiros, unlike other Zmiros, the other Mizmorim, there's no obligation to name after davening. If you remember to say, if you remember that, oh my gosh, I've been davening the weekday, you know, Yotzer Or, right, before you finish Yotzer Maros, Shlomar Lakel Asher Shavas, Efshad Yishlach Shalit Lachachim Lakel Asher Shavas. So if, let's say, whatever, you have your sitter and you have your weekday davening, and you know, oh my gosh, it's Shabbos. And so if you haven't finished Yotzer Maoros, then you can go back to Lokel Asher Shavas. Otherwise, when you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you say Shevach Nosim Lo, Kol Tzva Marom, Tiferes Glos, Serafim, Vofinim Chayes Kodesh, and you say the Bracha of Lokel Asher Shavas. Kasev HaChayadah Mikol Makom, nevertheless, nearly it seems to me, Shlo Yedalid Chatchila Nasach to Lokel Asher Shavas, Lo Kol Yaducha, Tehli Spala B'tzibor, Shirei Kol Zen Nizkar B'Zohar, Shomina Shenusach Bracha Kachi. He says, You shouldn't skip. If you're running late, don't skip Lokel Asher Shavas. Don't skip a Kol Yaducha, the special prayer for Shabbos, because it's all found in the Zohar. Why is Lokel Asher Shavas different from all the other editions? So the Aruch HaShulchan, source 52, says, Orchaim Reish Pe'alf Siv Katan Vav, Vatami Shlomar, Devachol HaShvachos, Lo Nizkar Shabbos Miforash, Ela de Mishum de Yom HaShabbos Hu Yom Menucho Kedusha Hosifu Bo Shvachim. All the other Mizmorim and all the other praises that we say, like all the extra Mizmorim that we say all the praises, right, that we're saying, Akol Yaducha, Akol Yishabchucha, Kel Adon, right, all of those praises, they're fit to say to Hashem, but it doesn't say the word Shabbos in them, right? It mentions, right, it's because, again, because Shabbos is a day of rest, we're praising Hashem more. However, Lokel Asher Shavas, the Ikar Kedusha Shabbos, Huskar Sham, V'chach Machzirin also. However, since Lokel Asher Shavas were explicit about Shabbos, right? In other words, Shabbos has many themes, right? Shabbos is Hashem is our creator. And we're focusing on Hashem as our creator, and we offer all these wonderful praises about Hashem, right? So we add those on Shabbos. We want to the quantity is because we have more time, so we want to use this more as an opportunity to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem, right? So, but it doesn't mention, and therefore the brachas. If think about what's the bracha of Yotzer Or, right? That's the bracha during the week. What's that bracha of Yotzer Or all about? It's about praising Hashem for creation. Right, so it makes sense that we would add to that on Shabbos. Right, we don't add to the bracha of Ava Rabba is the same on Shabbos or during the week, because Ava Rabba is about Hashem giving us the Torah. The Yotzer Or V'Orichoshech is all about Hashem creating the world, and so we're amplifying that bracha right on Shabbos. So there are additions to it, But if we forget and we say the regular weekday, we only add the Lokelesh or Shava section, because there we that section specifically mentions the word Shabbos. We want to make sure we have that in our tefillos. Okay. Any questions, thoughts?